The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.
From the WLRN Newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. Next month marks the second anniversary of normalized relations between the U.S. and Cuba, and things couldn't look more uncertain. President-elect Donald Trump has pledged to cancel normalization unless Cuba delivers more democratic reform. But even before Trump's election, Cuba seemed to be closing rather than opening the door to U.S. business. Richard Feinberg's new book is Open for Business, Building the New Cuban Economy, and it brings some clarity to that murky picture. Feinberg is an economics professor at the University of California, San Diego, and a former White House director of Inter-American Affairs. He presented Open for Business at the Miami Book Fair International last weekend, and I spoke with him about where he thinks Cuba and U.S.-Cuba economic ties are headed.
Richard, thanks for talking with us.
Tim, it's a great pleasure to be here with you.
The book opens with you in Havana on December 17th, 2014, the day President Obama and Cuban President Raul Castro reestablished relations.
I happened to be at a large conference sponsored by the Foreign Ministry of Cuba, watching the announcements on a big screen, and the Cubans were so spontaneously excited. Tears were streaming down the cheeks of many of them. They saw hostile relations with the U.S. as a roadblock for them to move ahead economically. And some of the young diplomats turned to me and said, "Now we see for the first time some sunlight."
If you could have been in Havana on November 9th when Trump was elected president, what kind of mood would you have seen then?
I think actually some people in the Communist Party are pleased. They hope that the United States will revert back to the old tough Cuban policy so that they have an excuse to clamp down and reassert. We, the Communist Party, must remain in charge because there's an external threat from the United States. On the other hand, people involved in private sector activities and people who are hoping to open things up on the island, I think, are now anxious.
One thing I really liked about this book is how well it explains why Cuba so often seems to act against its own economic interests. You say in the past quarter century, Cuba has let in only a few billion dollars of foreign investment, while another socialist country, Vietnam, has raked in more than $80 billion.
Well, what you see is a government which puts national security over and above economic progress. Some of them still think dealing with foreign firms is an infringement on Cuban sovereignty. They're also afraid that this is a wedge that the United States will use to undermine the regime. And then there's simply bureaucratic obstacles. The Cuban regime has really tied itself in knots. Decision-making is extraordinarily slow. In the long run, there's no doubt in my mind that Cuba will open up to foreign investment. They desperately need it. It's their only way to move forward. Raul Castro has announced that he will step down from the presidency in early 2018. Much of the government will be inherited by the next generation. One reason for thinking they might accelerate reform is they have to produce economic growth if they're going to generate legitimacy. And where's the economic growth going to come from? From the emerging domestic private sector and from definitively welcoming foreign investment.
So you feel it would be counterproductive to U.S. interests for the Trump administration to pull back on Cuba's new independent entrepreneurs or quintapropistas?
One of the major reforms by the Obama administration was to allow more Americans to travel to Cuba under various categories. That is a major source of an expanded consumer base for the Cuban private sector. The private bed and breakfast sector now accounts for at least one quarter of all beds available for international tourists in Cuba, and that ratio will rise. So to cut back on travel to Cuba would be a very serious blow.
The book ends by profiling a dozen young millennial Cubans. So how profoundly do you see them changing Cuba?
I was impressed by a lot of them, actually. Two journalists, two women, one of whom works for state TV.
TV news anchor Cristina Escobar.
Everybody in Havana knows her. When I was walking with her in a restaurant, she was totally famous. But also a blogger, someone who would define herself as independent.
Elaine Diaz, who just finished a fellowship at Harvard.
I see both of them as interested in seeing journalism functioning as a way to give voices to the people and be a watchdog over government activity as well.
Thanks again, Richard.
Thanks, Tim.
Richard Feinberg is the author of Open for Business, Building the New Cuban Economy. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org.
The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.